This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In cricket, New Zealand were 104 for 3 in 21.4 overs against India in the summit clash of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 when reports last came in. Earlier, the Black Caps got off to a flying start after winning the toss, reaching 50 runs in 7 overs. However, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav brought the men in blue right back into the game with 3 quick wickets. Varun dismissed Will Young, who was given LBW. Later, Kuldeep Yadav took the crucial wicket of Rachin Ravindra, the tournament's double centurion, with a googly on the very first ball of his spell. He then backed it up by dismissing former New Zealand skipper Kane Williamson, who was caught and bowled. In Jammu and Kashmir, bodies of a teenager and his 2 relatives have been recovered at Malhar in Kathua district, 3 days after they were reported missing during a wedding function. Our correspondent reports the bodies were spotted in Ishunala in Malhar area through drones during a joint police and army search operation. Police officials said investigation is underway. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, who represents Udhampur parliamentary constituency, said the killings were a matter of great concern. In a social media post, the minister said there appears to be a deep conspiracy behind spoiling the atmosphere in this peaceful area. Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary also condemned the incident. Meanwhile, the Congress has demanded a high-level probe to address public fears and restore a sense of security in the region. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is chairing a high-level review meeting in Jammu today on security situation in the Union Territory. The meeting, which is being conducted in 2 sessions, brings together senior police and security officials from Jammu and Kashmir to assess security landscape and outline strategies to eradicate terrorism in the region. Top officials from paramilitary forces and intelligence agencies are also participating in the meeting. This is the first security review by the Union Home Secretary in the Jammu region after taking charge. He visited Kashmir earlier to assess the scenario. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India is looking for a good trade agreement with the US to promote economic growth and ensure smooth supply chains. She also said that amid a growing global tariff war, India will have to move smartly to guard against possible dumping of goods from countries that are facing higher US tariffs. At the same time, India will protect the interests of domestic industries that rely on affordable imports. Ms. Sitharaman said she was speaking at an award function in Mumbai yesterday. India and the USA are negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with an aim to double trade to $500 billion by 2030. Union Home Minister Amit Shah released 24 reprinted books for 2024-25 by the Sastu Sahitya Mudranalaya Trust at Ahmedabad in Gujarat today. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shah praised renowned scholars like Govardhan Ram Tripathi, Hem Chandracharya, Narmad Narsingh Mehta and Javed Chand Meghani for enriching the Gujarati language. He also commended the Gujarat government's efforts to promote reading. The 12th edition of the India-Kyrgyzstan Joint Special Forces Exercise Khanjar 12 is set to take place in Kyrgyzstan from tomorrow. The 14-day joint exercise will continue till 23rd of this month. The aim of the exercise is to exchange experiences and best practices in counter-terrorism and special forces operations in urban and mountainous high-altitude terrain scenarios. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day state visit to Mauritius beginning Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India's relations with Mauritius are rooted in shared history, culture and very strong and robust people-to-people ties. Mr. Misri said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been invited as the chief guest at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius. In Syria, the death toll from 2 days of clashes between country's security forces and supporters of ousted President Bashar al-Assad, along with subsequent revenge killings, has surpassed 1,000. The clashes, which began on Thursday in the coastal region of Jablay in Latakia province, has since spread along the Mediterranean coast. And that's the end of this news bulletin.